This is Plantarama, a weekly look at what's happening in the world of horticulture from Kansas State University. I'm Jeff Wickman. The number of people interested in doing some form of gardening continues to grow. For this month's K-State Garden Hour, K-State Research and Extension Horticulture Agent for Harvey County, Scott Eckert, discusses research-based gardening for beginners.
And it really doesn't matter how big of an area you have. This can apply to all sizes of gardens. For a new spot, you need a sunny, level area away from large trees. Large trees have lots of roots, and those roots do rob soil of moisture, and they will be very competitive with your garden roots. You need a water source. No garden is going to be successful without water. Protection from wind, if possible. You need fences around the garden or small shrubs, and buildings can work. Now we get into soil, and soil is a big one. Compost or manure spread over the garden and worked in a garden with the tiller will improve not only fertility, but also soil condition. Take your soil in for testing to your local extension office. It takes about a week to get results. A basic test shows phosphorus, potassium, as well as pH and organic matter content. You got to have a reliable water source. Irrigation may need to be added to your garden. Depending on the garden, hand watering may be an option. If it's small enough, you have a watering wand. Be sure to water at the base of the plants and not the foliage. Keep the foliage as dry as you can. Install drip irrigation and or sprinklers, and that may be a wise thing to maintain the garden. Water at ground level. Water in the morning because there's less evaporation. It's cooler, and you get more out of your water, and your plants tend to absorb it easier. Your soil takes it in easier, and it's better utilized by your plants when you can water early in the morning. Water deeply and less frequently. 1 to 2 inches a week will wet 6 to 8 inches of depth in your garden soil. And be sure to use mulch. And now it's time to sketch the garden. What you want to do is, if this is a family garden, which most of our backyard gardens are, you are going to want to get all the kids involved, if you have kids, and your spouse or your family members, and talk about what you want to grow. That will help keep them involved. The plan may need revisions, may need several revisions, but it will help you keep your mind fixed on the garden and make sure you have, or you can discover whether you have sufficient space to grow what you want to grow. And it's also a reference for years to come. It can be used as a guide to purchase your seeds and plants, transplants that you want to put in the garden. You also want to have labels included in the drawing to make sure you know where you're putting plants and you have each plot marked off. Plant labels are handy where you can put the date and the plant type on there so you remember when you see plants start coming up. You're not guessing whether that's a cucumber or a watermelon or a cantaloupe. If you're not sure what you want to plant or know much about a plant or how to plant it, seed companies, when they package plants, they will often put on information on the back of the packet that tells you how deep to plant, how quick they germinate, whether it can handle some shade or needs full sun. And it's got an outdoor planting map of the United States. So there really is a lot of information on the back of a seed packet. A wide variety of vegetables can be grown in Kansas, as we well know. Tomatoes, there's probably 4,000 varieties of tomatoes in the world, so there ought to be a tomato that will grow for you. But space and preference play an important part in deciding what to grow. Beans, beets, summer squash, peppers, tomatoes, lettuce, onions, radishes, turnips are all well adapted for growth when space is limited. Sweet corn, vine squash, cucumbers, pumpkins, watermelon require more space and should be considered only if adequate space is available. Alternatively, consider using staking or trellising options to allow for vining crops in small garden areas. And don't be afraid to experiment with unfamiliar vegetables.
That's Harvey County Extension Horticulture Agent Scott Eckert. To watch the entire webinar, search for K-State Garden Hour and click on View the Recent Webinar. Plantarama is produced by K-State Research and Extension. This is the K-State Radio Network.